good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins WKNO each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
A recent study by a local hospital in Memphis showed that of patients admitted to the hospital for heart failure, African Americans were 15 years younger than their white counterparts. What are the factors leading to this terrible disparity? Our system in this country to help the poor is driven by economics and unequal systems of health, housing, education, and employment. The message is that people in poverty are the problem and require fixing, rather than fixing the systems which keep putting people in poverty and keeping them there. People are told they just need to get a job, or get a better job, or make better choices. Understanding poverty as an environmentally based, treatable condition stops the blame and shame game, because poverty is not about who you are, it's about where you live and the conditions you're exposed to. These stressful conditions not only make you unhealthy, they will shorten your life. We must stop blaming the poor for being poor, and start breaking down the systems that perpetuate poverty. Through your faith or your civic community, ask what you personally are doing to perpetuate the systems which keep poor people in poverty. Then ask how you can help change those systems. Contact us at Church Health to find out how you can help us make Memphis healthier for all our citizens. This is Dr. Susan Nelson at Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life. Because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible on WKNO by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.